以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容《薄伽梵歌原译》第九章世界十一到十四，时间1966年11月27日，地点纽约。
Lord Krishna says that the murha, murha means the foolish, just like animal, or less than animal.
So Krishna 说 muda, muda 意思是愚蠢的，就像动物一样，或连动物都不如。
An ass, he is called murha.
驴子被称为 muda.
So abhijananti.Avajananti means deride.
Avajananti 意思是嘲笑。
Deride at me.
嘲笑我。
That any person who does not believe in God, he must be either a madman or a foolish number one.
任何一个不相信神的人，他一定是或者一个疯子，或者是一号的大笨蛋。
Any person.Who does not believe in God?
任何一个不相信神的人。
There is no reason that we cannot believe in God.
没有任何理由我们能够不相信神。
There is every reason.
从每一个理由我们都应该。
So, suppose if you are saying that I don't believe in God.
假如你说我不相信神。
But who has given you this power to say that I don't believe in God?
那么谁给了你这个力量去说我不相信神？
You are speaking, I don't believe in God.
你在说我不相信神。
But as soon as there is something, you cannot speak, everything stops.
但是一旦你不能讲话，一切都停止了。
So who has given you this speaking power that is there to say that I don't believe in God?
那么谁给了你这个讲话的能力，是你能够敢于去说我不相信神？
Would you not think that how I am speaking? Who has given me this power?
你难道不想想，我怎么在说话？谁给我这个力量能力？
Do you mean to say that this speaking power has come automatically from the stone?
你难道要说这个讲话的能力是自动的从石头里跳出来的吗？
This body is just like as good as stone.
这个躯体就像石头一样。
As soon as the speaking power is withdrawn by the supreme authority, you are as good as stone, this body. But
一旦讲话的能力被自尊的权威收回了，你就像石头一样，这个躯体。
What is the meaning of this body?
这个躯体还有什么意思？
So who has given you this speaking power that you are now denying that I don't believe in God?
谁给了你这个讲话的能力？你能够去否认我不相信神
？Therefore, if an atheist or an unbeliever, he must be a first-class foolishman.
因此，一个无神论者。或者一个不信神的人，他一定是一个一流的傻瓜。
There is no other reason that one can deny the existence of God.
没有任何理由可以否认神的存在。
It's very simple. So who has given you the power to talk, and who, if he withdraws the power from you, then what is your value?
这是非常简单的逻辑，谁给了你这个去讲话的能力？而如果他收回这个能力，那你还有什么价值？
How can you boldly say that I don't believe in God?
你怎么能够胆大妄为地说我不相信神？
This very power of speaking is the proof that there is the greatest authority who gives you everything.
这个讲话的能力本身便证明了有最高的权威给予你一切。
Therefore, the Krishna conscious person.He knows that everything whatever I have got, it is not my, under my control.
因此，一个 Krishna 自觉的人，他知道，我所有的一切都不是在我的控制之下。
The controller is different.
控制者是另一个人。
I'm feeling. I'm simply using it.
我只是在使用它。
I'm talking. This is my hand. I'm working. But if the power of working is immediately withdrawn, it is paralyzed. Have you got any power to revive this working power of this hand?
我在讲话，这是我的手，我在工作。但如果这个工作的能力被一下子收回了，它麻痹了。你有没有任何能力恢复手的工作能力呢
？No, you're not one.
不，你没有这个能力。
Hand will work, another hand will stop. Who stop?
一个手能工作，另一个手不能，谁停止它呢
？So these things have to be taught.
这些事情一定要想一想。
How can I deny? There is something.
我怎么能否认呢？是有某样东西。
If I don't believe in God, but I must believe some power beyond me, which is controlling me in every step.
就算我不相信神，我一定得相信有某种力量在我之上，在控制我的每一步。
Either call you God or anything, nature, but there is a controlling power.
不管称它为神或自然或者其他的，是有一个控制的力量。
You have to admit.
你一定得承认。
How can you deny it?
你怎么能否认它呢
？That for anyone who denies the existence of God, he is a foolish man.
因此，任何一个否认神的存在的人，他是个愚蠢的人。
He's not very intelligent.
他不是非常智慧的。
No intelligent man will deny.
没有一个智慧的人会否认。
Krishna says, "Abhijananti mangamurha."Manasintunvane. Krishna is saying here because he was present on this earth just like a human being with some supernatural power.
Krishna 在这里说他显现在地球上就像一个人一样有着一些超自然的力量。
But mostly 99% of people they could not recognize that he is the supreme power of supreme personality of God.
但是绝大多数的99%的人，他们不能认出他，不能认出他是自尊的力量，自尊人格神。
Param bhavam ajanam, because they have no eyes to see.
因为他们没有眼睛能看。
There are.How we can recognize God?
我们怎么认出神呢
Some supernatural power, evidence of authority, scriptural evidence.
超自然的力量，权威的证据，经典的证据。
These things are required.
需要这些东西。
So far Krishna is concerned, every authority has accepted him.As God.
至于 Krishna, 每一个权威都接受他为神。
And when he was present, his activity was superhuman.
而当他在这地球上的时候，他的活动是超人类的。
And from the evidence of Vedic literature, he is God.
从伟大文献的证据来看，他是神。
Then, in spite of all these evidences, if you don't believe him, then,It must be considered the Asuri bhav, that I shall not believe whatever evidence you give and whatever, activities you may show, I will never believe you, God. And then that is helpless.
如果说尽管有所有这些证据你仍旧不相信他那要被认为是 Asuri bhavam, 我不相信无论你给我什么样的证据无论你给我看什么样的活动我就是不相信你的神这样的人是无可救药的
Besides that one must have the eyes to see God also
除此之外一个人也得有 能看见神的眼睛。
God cannot be seen with our imperfect senses.
因为我们不完美的感官是看不到神的。
So the whole bhakti process, bhakti yoga, is the process of purifying the senses to get to understand what is God, what is spirit, what is soul.
这整个 bhakti 的过程 ，bhakti yoga， 是净化感官的过程，去理解什么是神，什么是灵性，什么是灵魂。
It requires. Sarvabhadhi vinirmaktam tatparatena nirmanam anukullena krishnanusiranam bhakti ruttama. And in the Narada Pancharatra,
在 Narada Pancharatra 中说
Yes, Sarvabhadhi vinirmaktam tatparatena nirmanam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Simply, the bhakti yoga is the process of purifying.
这 Bhakti Yoga 只是一个进化的过程。
As soon as you purify your power of seeing, power of hearing, power of tasting, power of touching, all these.
一旦你进化了你看的能力、听的能力、品尝的能力、触觉的能力。
We have got our senses to taste, to acquire knowledge.
我们有感官，能去品尝，能获得知识。
But.If the senses are blurred, then we cannot understand what is God.
但如果这些感官是愚钝的，我们便不能理解什么是神。
But therefore, it requires a regulative principle to understand what is God.
因此，你需要有规范守则去理解什么是神。
That regulative principle must be undertaken.
一定要采取那种规范守则。
And the most easiest regulative principle is.This chanting of Hare Krishna.
而最简单的规范守则便是唱诵 Hare Krishna.
If you regularly chant with devotion, without any offense, then this very simple process will help you to purify your senses and you will appreciate presence of God and God consciousness.
如果你能够有规律的唱诵，带着奉献，不带任何冒犯。那么这个非常简单的过程能够帮助你净化你的感官，你能够欣赏神的存在，具有神的知觉。
The consciousness will develop in you.
在你之中会培养出 Krishna 的知觉。
The param bhavam ajananta mama bhuta maheshwara. People, they do not know what is the inconceivable power and potency of God.
人们不知道神的这不可思议的能力力量。
Therefore, they think God might be somebody like me.
因此，他们想，神可能是像我一样的人。
They cannot understand God.
他们不能理解神。
Moghasa moghkarmano moghjnana vichetasa rakshasim asurim chaiva prakritim mohini sthita. So why they cannot understand? Then moghasa.
为什么他们不能理解呢？Moghasa.
Moghasa means whatever they are aspiring, whatever they are desiring, that will be baffled.
Moghasa 意思是他们欲望的一切，他们渴望的一切都会落空。
Moghasa. That's the karmi. Karmi means the primitive actor.
Karmi 意思是功利活动者。
They are always hoping something.Better, something better, something better.
他们总是希望和更好，有更好的，有更好的。
Something better. There is no limit where they will stop.
他们永远不会停止。
So much money, so much bank balance, so much money, so much state. So, moghasa, mogha means they are hoping to be very happy at a certain point. But that point never comes.
这么多钱，这么多银行存款，更多的钱，更多的还要。某个意思是，他们希望到某一点能够变得非常快乐，但是那一点永远不会到了。
That point never comes.
他们永远到不了那一点。
Mogha, this means mogha. Because he does not know what is the ultimate point of my satisfaction.
因为他不知道哪里是我最终能得到满足的地方。
那对比如啥这个东西比如说这个不是什么呢 people, they do not know who are, enamored by the external beauty of this illusory material energy. They cannot understand that what is the aim and objective of life.
那些迷恋于虚幻的物质能量的外在的美丽的人，他们不知道，他们不能够理解什么是生活的目的目标。
They cannot understand.
他们不能理解。
Therefore, mogha.
因此是 mogha.
Moga karmana. Moga karmana means fruitless, baffled.
Moga karmana 意思是没有结果，落空的。
Whatever they are doing, doing something, but at the end, they find it is frustration.
无论他们做什么，在最终他们发现是挫折。
They are not happy.
他们不快乐。
Take for example, we have practical experience in India.
在印度我们有实际的体验。
Mahatma Gandhi, he was a great worker.For national emancipation.
Mahatma Gandhi, 他是为了国家解放的伟大工作者。
Yeah, you have heard his name.
你听说过他的名字。
But at the end, you are so much disgusted that I have seen personally. Where?
但在最终，他变得这么厌恶，我自己亲自看到过。
Whenever he used to go, he used to plug his ears like this.
无论他去哪里，他总是像这样的堵上他的耳朵。
Why? Now, wherever he'll go, thousands of people will gather and will cry, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai.
无论他去哪里，成千上万的人会聚起来喊 Mahatma Gandhi ki jai.
So the poor fellow could not sleep in.
这个可怜的家伙连觉都睡不了。
The person, as soon as there is some sense that Mahatma Gandhi is coming here, at least 5,000 people will gather and will cry, Mahatma Gandhi.
一旦有消息，马哈特马甘地要到这里来，至少有5000人会聚集起来喊马哈特马甘地可以讲。
At the last stage of his life, he could not sleep due to his cry.
在他生命的最后的阶段，由于这种叫喊，他连觉都睡不了。
Just and you are so much disgusted.The very morning when he was, assassinated, he was killed by bullet shot, he said to his secretary, I'm so much disgusted, I wish to die.
他这么厌恶，在他被枪杀的那天的早上，他对他的秘书说，我这么厌恶这些，我情愿去死。
You see, this very word was published in the paper.
这些话是在报纸上印刷出来的。
Now see, such a big worker, such a sincere worker, and still he fell baffled.
看一下，这么一个伟大的工作者，但他仍旧感到了挫折、落空。
And what to speak of others?
更不要提其他人了。
The moga karma. Unless we become Krishna conscious, then all our activities will be baffled at the end.
除非我们变得 Krishna 知觉，我们所有的活动最终都是挫折。
Take it, what the Krishna is saying, not an ordinary person like me.
这是 Krishna 所说的，并不是一个像我这样的普通人在说。
Krishna, mogasa, moga karma, na, moga jnana, moga jnana, jnana means research of knowledge, philosophical speculation.
Moga jnana, jnana 意思是探索知识、哲学推敲臆测。
So, without Krishna consciousness, without this definite point, now, if you have got sufficient knowledge, if you have such power for research, now here is the point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God.
没有 Krishna 知觉，没有这确定的一点。如果你有足够的知识，如果你有足够的力量去探索， 那么这里是要点， Krishna 是自尊人格神。
Now make research work whether Krishna is not God，
可以进行研究看 Krishna 是否是神。
Then your research work will be sufficient，
那样呢你的探索工作会是足够的。
But without any point of aim, without any objective, what is there?Thousands of years, simply speculating.
但是没有这一点目标，没有任何目标，那是什么呢？成千上万年，只是在臆测。
Panthasti koti satavasya sampragamma vayurathapi manasu manipungavana jappasappasti japprabhadasina avitintatati govindamadi purisham tamaham bhajami govinda, the supreme lord, peace.So vast that you cannot reach it by your mental speculation.
Govinda, 自尊的主是这么的巨大，你不能通过你的心智推敲到达它。
Pankhastu koti vasa sata vasa. Koti means ten millions. And koti sata vasa. Similarly, millions and millions of years with the speed of air.And with the speed of mind, if you proceed to speculate, to understand the Supreme, oh, that is not possible.
Koti 意思是一千万 ，Koti Shatavasara， 你从万上一年，以空气的速度、心意的速度，不断的推敲、臆测，去理解自尊手、自尊的，那也是做不到的。
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
So many speculators at the present moment or in the past.Speculating.
在当今和过去有那么多的臆测者，不断的臆测。
Never reach the point.
他们永远得不到，到不了这要点。
There is not a single instance that they have reached the point.
从来没有过一个例子，他们到达这一点。
So this speculation process will also not help. Mogha sa, mogha karvana, mogha vicheta saha.
因此，这一臆测的过程也帮不了忙。
Vichetasa means they are bewildered.
Vichetasa 意思是他们被迷惑了。
That God cannot be perceived by your own endeavor unless God reveals before you.
通过你自己的努力，你是看不到神的，除非神在你面前揭示他自己。
Vichetasa means bewildered.
Vichetasa 意思是。困惑的。
Just like if you want to see the sun, can you see the sun just at this time, all over darkness?
假如说你想看见太阳，现在到处都是黑暗，你看得到太阳吗？
Have you got any machine or any apparatus or any searchlight? You can show me sun.
你没有任何机器、任何工具、任何探照灯能让我看见太阳呢
？No, it is not possible.
不，那是不可能的。
See, if you cannot see at night with your own endeavor, even a material thing like sun, do you think that by your own endeavor you'll see God?
如果说在晚上通过你自己的努力，你连一个像太阳这样物质的东西都看不到，你还认为你通过自己的能力能够看见什么？
How it is possible?
那是可能的吗？
As the sun reveals in the morning at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Similarly, when the sun Krishna will reveal before you, then you will understand.
正如太阳在早上五点六点显现出来，类似的，当 Krishna 的太阳揭示给你，那你能够理解。
You cannot find out Krishna.Or understand Krishna by your own endeavor.
你不能通过你自己的努力发现 Krishna, 理解 Krishna.
Now that process is this Krishna consciousness.
那个方法是 Krishna 知觉。
Sarvadhamman parittajimamekam sarvam. You will be in confidence.
你会充满信心。
Tesam satadujuktanam bhajatam pritipurvatam. Those who are taking this life.With faith and love, all is engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Buddhi jogam tadamitam, then from within Krishna is within.
那些带着信心和爱采取了这一方法， 总是从事以对 Krishna 的超然爱心服务的人，从心内
Krishna is within you.
Krishna 是在你之内。
We have no realization.
我们没有觉悟。
Due to my material conception of life, I have no realization.
由于我的物质的生命概念，我没有觉悟。
So you have to realize that Krishna is there, and you have to purify yourself by service attitude.
因此，你必须要觉悟 Krishna 在那里。而你一定要通过服务的态度净化你自己，那样 Krishna 会揭示，你能够看到面对面的。
Rakshasi means those who are atheists, they are called Rakshasi.
Rakshasi 意思是那些无神论者，他们被称为 Rakshas
Rakshas and Asura Asura they are always against God
Asura 他们总是反对神的
they are called Asura
他们被称为 Asura
and Rakshas means they don't believe in God Chak Rakshas Yasirin Cheva Prakitin
Rakshas 意思是那些不相信神的人
why they are Mohini Prakitin they are bewildered by this illusory material energy.
他们被这迷幻的物质能量迷惑了。
They think this is all, and this life.
他们想，这是一切，这一生。
There is not no God.
他们不知道神。
There is no life. Let us enjoy as far as possible. Squeeze out the extract of this matter.
没有生命，让我们尽可能享受吧。从这物质中榨取
squeezing the door they are frustrated
不断的榨取他们被挫败
frustrated mohasa baffled in every respect
在每一方面都受到挫折落空了
squeezing to take a sense of this material pleasure but baffled
他们想榨取物质的快乐他们受到挫折
Don't you see this practically?
你不能实际地看到这一点吗
So much money, so much have earned. They go to enjoy $50,000, $100,000. It's crazy. They do not find any place.
这么多钱，我挣了这么多钱，然后去享受$50,000、$100,000去榨取，他们找不到任何快乐。
Simply squeezing, squeezing.
只是榨取
mohasa mohasa that is not the process to find out real pleasure
那不是找到真正的快乐的方法
if you have to find out real pleasure then you have to take to the Krishna consciousness
如果你要找到真正的快乐那你一定要采取 Krishna 知觉
you have to be trained up in this Krishna consciousness
你必须得在这 Krishna 知觉中受到训练
Then you'll have to change your habits in this way.
你必须要这样的改变你的习惯。
You'll find Ananta.
那你能找到 Ananta.
Ramante Jogina Ananta. Unlimited happiness, which will never end. Never end.
无穷无尽的快乐永远不会结束。
Ramante Jogina Ananta. Satyananda. That is real happiness. That does not end.
不会结束的快乐是真正的快乐。
Don't you see? Is there happiness in the material world, in your sense enjoyment, which does not end?
在这物质世界中，你的感官享受中的快乐有没有结束呢
？It begins and ends.
它有开始有结束。
Say for a few minutes or few hours or few.
可能是几分钟几个小时。
The real happiness has no end.
真正的快乐没有结束
That is real
那是真正的快乐
That you have to search
你必须要找到那
And for which you have to undertake some voluntary payment
而为此你必须要采取一些自重的苦行
You are then just trying to get the unlimited happiness and you are not prepared to sacrifice anything
你想要得到无穷无尽的快乐，你难道不准备牺牲一点东西吗？
What is that sacrifice?
那牺牲的是什么呢？
You have to sacrifice little time.
你必须得牺牲一点时间。
Come here and hear this Bhagavad Gita and chant with us.
到这里来聆听不加凡歌和我们一起唱诵。
Is it very great sacrifice?
这是很大的牺牲吗？
And you learn everything.
而且你能学到一切。
Just to sacrifice little time.
只要牺牲一点时间。
In former days, they used to sacrifice their whole life for realizing self-realization. Devamrindarguyam.
在先前的年代，他们通常为了自我觉悟，牺牲整个一生。
In the demigods and great saintly persons, they sacrificed everything, still they are unsuccessful.
即便是半圣人们，伟大的圣人们，他们牺牲了一切，仍旧没有成功。
Now for this age,Lord Chaitanya mercifully has given you so much easiest process for God realization.
在这个年代，主切坦尼亚仁慈地给予你这么多觉悟神的简单的方法。
There is no comparison.
这是无可比拟的。
Simply to sacrifice a little time.
只要牺牲一点时间。
Shravanam, simply here.
Shravanam.只需要去听。
You haven't got to pay any charge.
你不需要付任何费用。
Someone simply have to sit down a little patiently and hear.
你只需要有一点耐心的坐下来聆听。
You realize.
你会觉悟它。
It is such a nice thing.
这是这么好。
Lord Chaitanya therefore recommended this process.
因此主切坦尼亚推荐这一方法。
In this age, no process will help you for self-realization. But this process.
在这个年代，除了这个方法之外，没有任何方法能够帮助你自我觉悟。
If you be situated in whatever position you are,It doesn't matter.
你可以处于你所在的任何处境，那没有关系。
We are not going to inquire what you are. Are you a businessman, engineer, doctor, or police, or intelligent, or educated, non-educated, black, white? There is no question.
我们不会询问你做什么，你是生意人、工程师、医生，还是警察？是智慧的、受过教育的？还是没有受过教育的黑人白人没有这样的问题
No question
没有这样的问题
The only thing is the sthane sita suti gatam
唯一的一点是 sthane sita suti gatam
suti gatam means suti means this oral reception
suti 意思是通过耳朵聆听
We have to receive this word little submissive
你必须得有点顺从的聆听这些话。
Namantaeva. Don't think yourself that you are a very man of knowledge.
不要认为你自己是非常有知识的人。
Because our knowledge is very limited. So you should not be puffed up with false thinking that I am a very learned man.
因为我们的知识是非常有限的，我们不应该很自负、虚假地认为我是很伟大、很博学的人。
No, just become a little gentle and submissive and hear these messages from Krishna.
只需要有点温和的、顺从的聆听这些从 Krishna 那里来的信息。
Sthane sthita suti gatam tanuvang manovi. Tanu means your body.
Tanu 意思是你的躯体。
And vang means.Your word,
vak 意思是你的话语
and mana means mind.
Mana 意思是心意
Just try to adjust your mind, your body, your word. And here is Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by the Supreme Lord.
只需要调整你的心意、你的躯体、你的话语，聆听着 Srimad Bhagavad Gita， 这是由至尊主所说的。
And put your argument, put your reason whatever you have got,
因为你所有的一切逻辑论断能力
don't accept it blindly,
不要盲目地接受它
and think over it, and then you see what is the reason.
要去思考它，那你会看到结果是什么。
This is the last question. But in spite of all these facilities, the Lord says, the rakhasin asurin chaiva, those are rakhasa.
但主说，尽管有这些便利，那些 rakshasa，
rakshasa means an almost man eater。
rakshasa 意思是吃人者。
rakshasa are called man eater， more than tiger。
rakshasa 被称为吃人者，比老虎还厉害。
They for their self satisfaction they can eat even their own sons.
他们为了他们的感官享受，甚至可以吃他们的儿子。
They are called rakshas.
他们被称为 rakshas.
No sense.
毫无羞耻。
My sense gratification should be satisfied. Never mind. You go to hell.
我的感官享乐应该得到满足，我不在乎你去地狱。
This is the age.
这是现在这个年代。
So we create a machine that everyone comes and becomes smashed in that machine and mind sense satisfaction is there.
我们创造一个机器，每个人到这里来，在机器里被粉碎了，那是我的感官享受。
Although I never be said happy by that sense satisfaction.
尽管我通过那种感官满足，永远得不到快乐。
This is real.You can know this world is now managed by the rakshas.
你可以知道这个世界现在是由 rakshas 们所管理的。
Rakshas, they don't mind what is happening.
Rakshas, 他们不在乎发生的是什么。
They are prepared to sacrifice everything for fulfilling their whimsical nonsense.
他们准备牺牲一切去满足他们无谓的奇想。
They're called rakshasa. Rakshasa sasurin chaiva prakitim vanti. Why they are very much enamored by the material beauty.
他们为什么是那样呢？他们非常迷恋于这物质的美丽。
Not beauty, material civilization.
不是美丽，是物质的文明。
So they cannot understand.
因此他们不能理解。
It's very difficult for them.
对于他们来说非常困难。
They cannot understand.
他们不能理解。
And they will never try to understand. Because they are rakshas.
他们永远不去试着理解，因为他们是 rakshas.
Then, who will understand? God, Mahatma.
那么谁会理解神呢？ Mahatma.
Mahatma, Anastamang Pratya Devi Pratitim Astitaha.Bhajanti Anandamana So Tyatta Bhutadi Mabhayam And here is Those are Mahatma Mahatma means One who has enlarged his heart Enlarged his heart Oh Everything belongs to God I also belong to God
那些 Mahatma Mahatma 意思是一个扩展了他的心的人哦，一切都属于神，我也属于神。
He is Mahatma.
他是 Mahatma.
Mahatma is to man prata. My dear Raju, these Mahatmas, they are not in under the control of this material nature.
我亲爱的 Arjuna， 这些 Mahatma， 他们不处于物质自然的控制之下。
One who can think that everything belongs to God, and I also belong to God, therefore, the supreme proprietor is God, everything should be engaged in his service.
一个人应该想，一切都属于神，我也属于神，因此自尊的拥有者是神，一切都应该被用于他的服务中。
This is the qualification of Mahatma.
这是 Mahatma 的品质资格。
Brother.
扩展的。
God is great, and His heart is also has become great. for serving the great.
神是伟大的，通过服务着伟大者，他的心也变得伟大。
He's Mahatma.
他是 Mahatma.
Mahatma not a stamp, a political leader, Mahatma. No.
Mahatma 不是一个橡皮图章，一个政治领袖 Mahatma.
Don't misunderstand.
不要误解。
I stamp you, Mahatma, by vote. And you become God, you become Mahatma.
我通过投票给你个图章 Mahatma, 你成为 Mahatma, 你成为神。
Oh, these are not accepted in Bhagavad Gita.
这些是不被 Bhagavad Gita 接受的。
Mahatma's description is there. The Mahatmanustumang Partha. Devi Prakritimasrita. He has taken the shelter of the superior spiritual energy.
这里是有关于 Mahatma 的描述，他脱皮于高等的灵性的能量。
As we discussed many times, God has got many energies.
我们讨论了许多次，神有许多的能量。
Parasa sakti vividhaiva sriyate. There are unlimited energies, different varieties of energy.
有无穷无尽的能量，许多种类的能量。
Out of that, those who are in the knowledge, they have divided the whole energy into three divisions.
那些有知识的人，把这所有的能量分成三部分。
What is that? Material energy, spiritual energy, and marginal energy.
那是什么呢？物质能量、灵性能量和边际能量。
This material energy you are seeing.
你们都在看见这物质的能量。
And the spiritual energy now we have no knowledge.
关于灵性的能量，我们毫无知识。
But the marginal energy, something spirit, something matter that we are.
但是边际能量，有一点灵性，有点物质，那是我们。我们这些生物体
We living entity. I am as I am, I am spirit.
我自己是灵性
But I am mixed up with this matter.
但我被和物质混在一起
Therefore I am marginal energy.
因此我是边际的能量
Between spirit and matter.
在灵性和物质之间
I am combination of spirit and matter.
我是灵性和物质的组合。
As soon as I am spirit, I'm away from this matter. This body becomes matter. That
一旦我是灵性的，我便远离这物质，这躯体的物质。
Thou art, that's the beast.
你来自于尘土，终究归于尘土。
Yes. So, those who are Mahatma, they have to take shelter of the spiritual energy.
那些 Mahatma。他们脱皮于灵性的能量。
Of course, for God, every energy is His energy.
当然，对于神，一切能量都是他的能量。
Therefore, He has no distinction what is spirit and what is matter.
因此，他不区别什么是灵性的，什么是物质的。
But for me, because I am in marginal energy, I have to make distinction that this is spirit, this is matter.
但是，对于我。因为我是在物质能量之中，我必须得区别，这是灵性，这是物质。
So, Mahatma, those who have broadened their heart for becoming Krishna conscious or devoting himself for the service of the great.
Mahatma 扩展了他们的心，变得 Krishna 知觉，把自己奉献为对伟大者的服务。
Just like to one, a government servant, important government servant, he also becomes important. Similarly, God is great, and when you are engaged in His service, you become great.
正如一个重要的政府的仆人，他也变得重要了。类似的，神是伟大的，如果你从事对他的服务，你也变得伟大。
You become great.
你变得伟大。
That is called Mahatma.
那被称为 Mahatma.
So as soon as you take shelter of the spiritual energy of the Supreme Lord, at once you become Mahatma.
一旦你脱皮于至尊主的灵性能量，你立即成为 Mahatma.
Mahatmanustumang Pratsa Devi Prakriti Masita. And suppose now I was identified with the greatness of the Supreme, Aham Brahmasmi.
就是说我和这自尊主的伟大相认同 Aham Brahmasmi.
This Vedic word is called Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma.
这句伟大的话是 Aham Brahmasmi, 我是 Brahma.
But simply being part of I am Brahma, I become God. That is another rakshasi. Another misleading.
但如果只是变得自负，我是 Brahma, 我成了神，那是另一种 rakshasi, 另一种误导。
Here it is said that if you have become Brahma, then you must show your activities in Brahma.
这里说到，如果你成了 Brahma, 你必须得展示你在 Brahma 之中的活动。
Because you are spirit, you are not inactive.
因为你是灵性的，你不是不活跃的。
To become Brahma does not mean that I become inactive.
变成 Brahma 并不意味着我不活动。
Oh, in matter I am so much active because I am Brahma.
在物质中我是这么活跃，因为我是 Brahma.
Although I am contaminated with matter, still I am so active.
尽管我是被物质所污染的，我仍是这么活跃。
And when I am purified from matter, do you mean to say my activity stop?
那么，当我被净化了，免于物质，难道你会说我的活动都停止吗
？What is this?
这是什么逻辑
？By nature, I am active.
我的本性是活跃的。
By nature, because I am spirit, by nature, I am active.
因为我是灵性的，我的本性是活跃的。
And my activities are exhibited even I am contaminated with this matter.
即便在我被物质所污染的时候，我也展示我的活动。
And when you become purified from matter, do you think you shall be silent?
那么，当你被净化了免于物质，你难道认为你会变得沉寂吗
？Is there any reason?
这符合逻辑吗？
So to become Brahma does not mean to become void.
变成 Brahma 并不意味着变成空的。
No. To become Brahma means superior energy.
不，变成 Brahma 意味着高等的能量。
With superior energy, we have to work with superior endeavor and superior energy and superior position.
我们必须得以高等的努力、高等的能量、高等的地位而活动。
And therefore it is called.In the next line, Bhajanti Ananya Manaso.
因此，在下一行说到 Bhajanti Ananya Manaso.
One who has become Mahatma, his symptom is that he is fully engaged in the loving transcendental service of Krishna.
一个变成 Mahatma 的人，他的迹象是他全然从事于对 Krishna 的超然爱心服务。
He is Mahatma.
他是 Mahatma.
How can he stop activity?
你怎么能停止活动呢？
Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Yatta Bhutadi Mabhyam. Why does he engage in that way?
他为什么那样的活动呢？
Because he understands that if service has to be rendered, it is to Krishna and nobody else.
因为他明白，如果要做服务的话，那应该是对 Krishna 而不是任何其他人。
I have so long searched my senses.Now I shall serve Krishna, the proprietor of this.
我服务我的感官这么长的时间，现在我应该服务 Krishna, 感官的拥有者。
That is the Mahatma.
那样被称为 Mahatma.
You cannot stop your service because you are meant for service.
你不能够停止你的服务，因为你是为了做服务的。
Can you show anybody within this meeting?Anybody who does not serve?
在这群人之中，你能指出一个人他不服务吗？
Is there anybody who does not serve anybody?
有没有任何人不服务任何其他人呢？
Go outside, ask hundreds and thousands of people that don't you serve anybody?
你可以到外面去问成千上万的人，你是不是谁都不服务呢？
Go to the president. Johnson, ask him, don't you serve anybody?
你到总统约翰逊那里问他，你服务任何人吗？
Yes, I'm serving the country.
他会说，是的，我服务这个国家。
So who is out of service?
谁是 谁是不在服务之中呢？
Nobody is out of service.
没有人是不在服务之中。
But he is serving the illusion.
但他是在为假象服务。
And as soon as he starts the supreme, he becomes Mahatma.
而一旦他服务自尊者，他变成 Mahatma。
Service he cannot stop.
你不能停止服务。
But you have to stop your service to the nonsense, that you have to give service to the realist.
但你必须得停止你为无谓的事物的服务，而必须得为真实进行服务。
Then you become Mahatma.
那样你成为 Mahatma.
Mahatma is the Mahasattva. Daivi Prakriti Mahasattva. They are under the influence of the spiritual energy.
他们是处于灵性能量的影响之下。
They are no longer under the control of this material energy.
他们不再处于这物质能量的控制之下。
So, Mahatmanastamantasdevipratitimahasita Majanti anandamanasu gastra bhutadimabhyam. He transfers his service potency to the supreme instead of serving the false.
他把他的服务的能力转向自尊者，而不是服务虚假的事物。
Instead of becoming baffled, always he wants to make some asset in his life by serving the supreme.
尤其是总是受到挫折，他想在生命通过服务自尊者，在生命中积攒一些资产。
And how does service begins?
那服务怎么开始呢？
Now that is also stated here, you see.
这里也提到了
Satatam kirtantam mahamjatantastadiram This kirtan always chanting, glorifying.
这个 kirtan 总是唱诵荣耀。
This is the beginning of Mahatma.
这是 Mahatma 的开始。
So you come here, you chant, you become Mahatma.
你到这里来，你唱诵，你变成 Mahatma.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。